The service isn't supposed to be any different from what Alaska Airlines offers itself.
Think of Unalaska as actually flying on Alaska Airlines. When you're getting on a Pan Air flight, that's really an Alaska Airlines flight.
That's Alaska Airlines sales director Scott Haberstadt. He says Alaska Airlines charters the flights from Pan Air and operates them under their own safety standards. So passengers get perks like frequent flyer miles and free checked bags if they're Alaskan. But when something goes wrong, it becomes apparent that a charter flight is not an Alaska Airlines flight. The rules for rebooking passengers are different because two airlines have to coordinate. Pan Air CEO Danny Siebert explains.
So our Alaska Airlines calls, there's been a weather delay in Dutch. What can you do tomorrow? And then here we will juggle the airplanes.
On another route, Alaska Airlines might automatically rebook customers. But Pan Air only has 10 aircraft in the state of Alaska. Finding an empty seat or an empty plane isn't easy. So every canceled passenger goes on a standby list. But the standby list isn't usually shared with passengers. It's kept private between the airlines, so most passengers don't know when they're supposed to be leaving. And that creates a slew of other problems.
What happens a lot of the time is people get impatient. Seafood companies get impatient, and they hop another airline.
Meaning they charter a plane at great expense. If enough people leave on their own, other standby passengers may suddenly move to the top of the list. If they aren't in the terminal ready to board, they miss their new flight. This system, the standby list, is supposed to give the airlines time to coordinate without dragging passengers into it. But not sharing information with the passengers creates other problems. Siebert is the president of Pan Air, and Haberstadt markets this route for Alaska Airlines, and they know that this system doesn't always work.
We both personally have worked many, many standby lists, and it's not something you see at a company that you have people at our level of management that go to the counter and get involved with the standby list. You have people constantly yelling at you, asking you to be bumped up on the list, or where am I on the list?
If I had a silver bullet and it had one shot, that's what I would shoot to fix.
Fixing the standby list would clear up confusion among passengers, but it wouldn't fix the underlying issue, why people get stranded in the first place. There are a few reasons for that, but Siebert says Pan Air is to blame for a major one.
The airplane wasn't designed to do what we're using it for today, and I think that's the biggest challenge.
Pan Air only owns Saab 340 planes. They're good for commuter flights, Siebert says, not 800-mile hauls across the Bering Sea.
So here we are on a perfect day. We're taking a 34-passenger airplane knowing that because of the stage length and the field requirements and to maintain the safety parameters, we can only take 23.
The solution to that would be larger planes, but that's expensive for Pan Air, and it might exacerbate another issue.
Unalaska has polarized demand. Everybody wants to go to Unalaska at one time or from Unalaska at one time. And so you'll look during the A season, we're full one way and completely empty the other.
That's just the nature of the fishing business. If Pan Air switched to bigger planes, there would just be more empty seats to fill, and neither airline wants to take on that financial burden. Lopsided demand, bad weather, upstart charter services, stealing passengers, those issues aren't going away. And on top of them, there's going to be more demand.
The reality is, we didn't expect Shell last year. I mean, Shell hit us hard.
Last year's drilling season is nothing compared to what might be ahead. The Alaska Department of Transportation is already projecting 40,000 passengers will fly out of the Unalaska airport by 2020, compared to 28,000 that went through 5 years ago. Add in oil company personnel, and it could be a lot more than that. Haberstadt says the load would be welcome.
And it's good for the community, because it's more business that's coming in, it's more opportunity that's coming in, the community continues to grow and strengthen.
But for a community that's off the road system, growth is tied to reliable transportation. That means more capacity, but it also means on-time service and better communication between the airlines and their passengers. Those aren't easy fixes, but with increasing traffic on the route, the airlines, and on Alaska, can't afford to wait. For KUCB, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.